I know exactly who it is. I watched Madison Square Garden Network for many years. Get you set up over here, Mike.
We're gonna do some Vegas stuff in just a few moments.
How you doing? It's Michael Saunders. You know, I grew up in the 90s watching the glory years of the New York Knickerbockers. I grew up watching you on the sideline with all those great teams, so it's nice to meet you. I'm Corey Parson. How you doing, buddy?
My pleasure.
Oh, you got to get his mic up, Florio.
Florio, we need your mic.
There you go. This is Michael Saunders. So I grew up watching you taking care of those Knick teams and players and stuff like that. Definitely some legendary moments in Madison Square Garden, and you were right there.
Yeah, I was there for 27 years.
Wow.
Which is 189 dog years. I was there from 1978 through 2005.
Okay, 05.
Yes, and we saw some great times, some
definitely
great players, legendary players, including Bernard King.
Yep,
who was
out there right now.
He's right there.
Yep.
He owned New York. Great to see him. I get goosebumps every time I see Bernard.
He was the king of New York.
Yep, he was.
Yes, he was. No question about that. I worked with Earl Monroe.
Yeah, Earl.
Bill Cartwright.
Yeah, Big Bill. The yeah. Twin Towers.
Yep.
How
Patrick Ewing.
I'm about to say, Patrick Ewing's knees. How, you know.
Well, Patrick took good care of his knees.
Okay.
That's why he always iced and knew if he took care of his body, he could have a long and successful career.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick was one of the greatest.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope he gets that job at Georgetown. That'd be nice to see him coaching.
Yeah, you know, my son works for the Miami Heat.
Nice.
So I go to a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I live down in Florida.
Okay.
So I go every time Charlotte is in. Mm-hmm. I go see Patrick.
Okay.
And, you know, it's great to talk about old times and present times. I think Patrick should get a job in the NBA as a head coach.
I agree.
He certainly has put in his time. He's certainly more than qualified, and I would love to see him as a head coach.
So, Mike, let me ask you the very obvious question then. The Knicks have gone through 700 coaches in the last 5 years or so.
Haven't they asked me? Is that the question?
Why haven't they given Patrick Ewing a legitimate opportunity at that job?
I'm not sure. I think it may have been a similar situation with the New York Rangers hockey team and Mark Messier.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, you hire a coach to fire a coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And perhaps they didn't want to put Patrick in a position where they would have to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that may be the thinking. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why they haven't or why other teams haven't. He's interviewed for other jobs. I think he, again, more than qualified. He'd be a great coach.
Yeah, he's definitely put his time in, and he's done it the right way.
Yeah, he worked, I know, with the Washington Wizards. He's with Charlotte now. I think Orlando. He's with Stan Van Gundy in Orlando.
Yep.
I think Stan is the one that's pushing him for the Georgetown job.
Okay. John Thompson, too, I would guess, right? Big John.
I'm sure Coach Thompson has a say in it. I have tremendous admiration for him as well. I was a big East fan.
Yeah, no
back
doubt.
In the day
back when there was the Big East.
Right. Yes. It's not the same anymore. Although it would be great to see Chris Mullin coaching St. John's and Patrick coaching Georgetown.
How about that? That'd be pretty cool. Chris Mullin, every time I see them play, Chris Mullin sit on the sideline, he have his sneakers on. Like, you know, and I guess his feet bother him.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes the coaches have a particular occasion or program to promote by wearing sneakers.
Okay, that's right.
That sometimes where all the coaches are wearing sneakers.
Let me ask you this. I don't know. You haven't been in the Garden since 2005, and obviously MSG, the New York Knicks, have fallen on hard times. When you see things like what's going on with Marv Albert and Charles Oakley, you know, how you feel about that type of stuff?
You know, I was watching the Knick game. I think it was on TNT at the time. It was on national TV. And I saw the incident with Charles. And it really hurt me in my gut.
Yeah.
I do love Charles Oakley. And it's, I think, perhaps the best adjective to describe the situation is just, it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not placing blame anywhere.
Yeah, of course not.
I would love to see that relationship be repaired. Mm-hmm. And it is repairable. You know, I just communication's important.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick story about communication. This husband and wife were getting ready to go to work. So the wife was in the shower and husband's ready to go in the shower. And the phone bell, doorbell rings downstairs. So the wife says, look, I'll go get the door, honey. You take a shower. And the wife wraps a towel around her and goes downstairs and opens the door. And it's Bob, the neighbor next door.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob sees the wife wrapped in a towel. He says, I'll give you $800 right now if you drop the towel.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, quick, $800, no problem. She drops the towel. He gives her $800. She goes upstairs. The husband walks out of the shower. He says, who was at the door? She says, oh, Bob from next door.
Yeah.
He said, oh, great. Did he give you the $800 he owed me? So the moral of the story is if you don't have good communication, you're going to be left with unnecessary exposure.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's basically what happened, the situation that happened with the New York Knicks. When you look at the current regime and Phil Jackson, and it's been sad in Madison Square Garden for a couple of years now. The last time I was there, I was looking up at that banner from 1994, and I'm just like, why does it, this is New York City, this is the mecca of basketball. Why is this happening?
You know, it's been an unfortunate cascade of events, with perhaps having loyalty to some people who should have left, you know, the Knicks earlier, or whatever it may be. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I try to focus on the positive stuff. The big positive that I take away is that the Knicks fans are the greatest fans.
They're still showing up. Yeah.
Man, I was there yesterday, and those fans are still excited about the team. There's no hope. They're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, but yet they show up and they root for their team. And I think sometimes they're underestimated in terms of their patience. In New York, you know, look, it costs a lot of money to go to the Garden.
Yes,
you have to put on a good show. You have to give them a product worth their dollars. And they feel that they can't rebuild as some other teams may have that freedom to do. They feel that they don't have it in New York, that they always have to go hit the home run.
Yeah.
Mike, do you believe the triangle could work in 2017?
You know, I did okay in geometry in school. You know, I knew sine, cosine, and tangent. You know, I'm not sure. I like the fact that Phil is, I guess, old school in certain ways and has standards. I think old school now means having standards and knowing what worked in the past. I'm not sure it works now. I don't know. I do know that there's a tremendous emphasis on the three-point shot now.
Yes.
The athletes are quicker and faster than they used to be. The court is not wide enough. People say about raising the basket. I don't think that's the issue. I think the court has to be wider.
Yeah.
So they spread the floor. That's why the three-point shot's important, because players just can't get there necessary to defend.
Talking to Mike Saunders, for a long time, New York Nick. And Mike, let me ask you actually a training and a health question, because this is kind of up your alley. We talk about this all the time. It's probably the biggest story in the NBA this season outside of the Knicks and their triangles. Resting players.
Yeah.
And you saw that one coming, obviously.
Yeah, and I've debated that with people and in my own mind. I don't think that LeBron James should be the face of that issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think he averages like 92 games a year or more. He's gone to the finals six or seven times in a row.
Olympics too.
Yeah. So it's not. And when you watch him play, he puts out 100%. Now, just one quick thing about LeBron James. The only problem I see in his game is he makes it look too easy. What LeBron does out there is incredible. How physically and athletically better he is than some of those other great athletes is incredible. Going to the hoop, and I mean, it's amazing what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think rest is a very important component of maintaining a player's health. But I don't think you should rest on national games.
Okay.
Okay? That's biting the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. ABC, ESPN, TNT, all those networks pay a fortune. Not millions, billions of dollars. And those billions translate into the salaries for these players. You can't bite the hand that feeds you. You have to know strategically when to rest around those games, not during those games. Rest at home, perhaps. Don't practice as much. Mm-hmm. But you can't take off those big games. That's the big TV games.
And it's kind of like they do that maybe to like to send a message to almost to the league that, you know, you scheduled us. We're playing three nights in a row. You got us on this big television game. You know what? We're going to sit out, guys.
Well, they don't play three in a row.
Okay, that's right. They don't do that anymore.
Play back to back, and those are being that's less and less.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's good. Playing back to back is tough. I saw that last night with the Miami Heat.
Yep.
Living in Florida.
Well, that worked out well for you. They played the Heat. You were here.
I know. It's just a great coincidence.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of the Heat, and having seen that they're currently one game under 500, they're in the seventh spot in the Eastern Conference here at this moment, where of course your son works. And it reminds me, honestly, each and every day that Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the NBA. How down this team was after the first month or two of the season, going on that monstrous winning streak with the, I don't want to say lack of talent, but lack of superstars on this team.
Also, a lack of star talent.
Sure.
You know, Whiteside's terrific,
yep.
and he's nursing an injury right now. Mm-hmm. Goran Dragic has done a great job. Dion Wade is former Syracuse.
Yes, of course.
Player where my son went to college at Syracuse. So, and there were two players that you don't know about that Eric had. Smoke and mirrors. That's how it seems like he's done it. It's incredible. You know, I watch all the games. Mm-hmm. I go to some as well. And how he's done it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it also starts from the top with Pat Riley, mm-hmm. who I have tremendous affection for, mm-hmm. and respect for.
Yeah, that's your boy. You want those, you want, yeah, you're
oh,
part
yeah.
of those
oh,
teams.
I was here with Pat. And, yeah. You know, And so it comes from there. And Pat has tremendous faith in Eric Spoelstra as a mm-hmm. coach. And he does a terrific job. And he's certainly worthy of not just consideration, but of getting the Coach of the Year award.
Corey, it seems like Pat Riley's doing a better job than Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Pat Riley is doing a better job than Phil Jackson. I'll be honest with you.
I'm not comparing.
I know. I am.
I'm not asking.
And I know you're probably, you know, whatever. Today, when you look, do you think Carmelo Anthony deserves to not kind of be ran out of town by Phil Jackson? And what's your thoughts on Porzingis?
Well, I think Carmelo's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Great player. And he has a killer instinct. And even defensively, he does. I was with Darryl Walker yesterday, former Knick player, but he also coached with Mike Woodson.
He was a good coach. I should have kept Mike Woodson.
Woodson was a great coach. And hopefully will be, again, a head coach in the league. But Darryl said that Carmelo was a killer and played great defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's... You know, it's just right now he just doesn't seem to.
He's losing every night.
Yeah, you know, losing takes its toll.
Yeah,
it really
exactly.
does, especially on a competitor
mm-hmm.
like Carmelo. Yeah, I think I saw it in his face. I was sitting right on the baseline yesterday, and I saw Carmelo, and I don't want to see that. I love Carmelo. I think he's one of the great players. Certainly, if I was building a team, I'd want him on my team. You know, who else would you rather have? You know, maybe three players in the league, you know, down a certain number of points, and, you know, you have the ball. I want it in Carmelo's hands.
When you, what some of your favorite memories when you think back to your time in Madison Square Garden with the New York Knicks? Because I know mine's. I remember Patrick Ewing standing up on the, you know, after they were going to the finals against Indiana. Yeah. This picture of Patrick Ewing with his arms out, Madison Square Garden, going crazy.
My first time going to the finals was that game. I actually had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had worked from 1978.
So you had just missed the championship years.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did miss the 70 and 73 championships. But, you know, I toiled, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
And then I finally got to the playoffs, to the finals. And, you know, that's special.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tears in my eyes, so happy. But I told everybody around me, I said, look, appreciate this moment to its fullest. You just never know if and when you're going to get back to it.
How come you never grabbed Lonzo Mourning's leg?
I'm smart enough not to. But because my role in those situations
Keep players on the bench. Yep.
Keep players on the bench, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in that situation, mm-hmm. we had gotten into skirmishes.
I think the rule about keeping players on the bench came from the big fight in Phoenix.
Yes, I remember that fight. I remember that fight. Greg Anthony came off. Now, the biggest offense that Greg Anthony committed...
was that shirt.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I was watching these Knick games. I live for Knick basketball.
He should have gotten a technical foul just to wear that shirt. But I keep players off the court. But what happened, you know, we had skirmishes and everybody knew the drill, but we had gotten Chris Mills
mm-hmm. yep.
in that season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I run down to the other end of the bench and Chris Mills is there. I said, Chris, stay off the court. He says, but it's coach. He sees coach hanging on to Alonzo's leg. I said, doesn't matter. You can't get on the court. He did step on the court and was mm-hmm. not involved in the fight at all, but they were very technical, and unfortunately, he got suspended as well as the other players.
Who do you think will win the NBA championship this season?
You know, I don't know. I hope it's not Golden State or Cleveland.
Okay.
No. I hope. This
new
somebody
blood, fresh
else.
Blood, yeah. I'm looking for that.
Yeah, I think it may make it more exciting. San Antonio certainly has a mm-hmm. chance. Boston may have a chance. Sometimes it's who doesn't sustain an injury or who does sustain an injury. Sometimes it's who gets hot.
Houston's also probably in that mix, absolutely.
And I would like to see OKC.
Yeah. What do you think about what Russell Westbrook is doing this season?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure I came to the Heat OKC game when Westbrook was in town in Miami, and I had to see close up just to marvel at his athleticism. It's incredible. He was moving at a speed that nobody else was.
Yeah, that's how he plays.
And you know, sometimes fans get caught up in their own teams and not liking the opponent. I've graduated to where I can appreciate all players. I wasn't that way when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my teams and I didn't like the other teams.
Yeah, no doubt.
And their players. And you miss out that way.
You're a Yankee fan?
Yes. Yeah. I grew up a big Yankee fan.
Nice.
Remember, I'll be 65 in September. So when I was a baseball fan, the Mets weren't even in existence.
Yeah, good.
But I was a vendor at Shea Stadium.
How about that?
Wow. You got the connection.
Yeah, I grew up in Queens. I knew Scott's mom. Uh-huh. Scott Engel's mom was my babysitter.
How about
that? Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I knew Scott's uncle, mm-hmm. Uncle Bill Apted, very well.
The wrestling writer.
He's the wrestling expert.
Yeah.
And under my window, we used to wrestle on the grass. And there was a bald spot there from all the wrestling that we used to do. And it's finally come back. But, you know, so just fans, be a fan of the NBA as well as your own team. And appreciate the greatness of the players today. James Harden is great. Steph Curry is great. You know, just appreciate everybody and understand how tough it is to do what they do.
No doubt.
There you go, Mike Saunders, longtime Knicks trainer.